Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain, the podcast which has the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. My name's Rich Wolfenden, commentator for TalkSport. And this week we've got another guest joined by Caroline Barker of Sky Sports and BBC Sports. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm about to walk out because I was promised that you would all be here. I'm not saying I didn't turn up just for you, Rich, but yeah, you're not all in the same room. And I'm breaking the magic of radio right now, aren't I?
I know. Well, you brought us all snacks for four people. And yeah, we just have to share these.
Why is Rich making false promises, Caroline? I don't understand this. He knew we'd be in Liverpool.
I actually don't think he was on a promise at all, which now sounds completely wrong.
I hope he wasn't on a promise. No.
Yeah. I mean, if I start emailing these guests saying, "How would you like to come and sit in my kitchen for an hour?" It's not really, you know, biggest, grandest of pull, is it?
So. Oh, I don't know. I'm from Essex. So I'm a very cheap date. So okay.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on. How are you, Luke?
I'm very well, thanks, mate. Yeah, looking forward to the return of football. International break was very boring. I didn't even really watch much of England. And after last night's just horrendous Bulgarian fans, I'm quite glad I didn't, really. But really, really overshadowed the great performance from England, didn't it? It was awful.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to the peace and quiet of the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So game week 9 is upon us. How are you doing so far, Caroline, this season with your FPL? Do you play it every season, or is this your first season, or what's your FPL history?
Probably the last 6 seasons, I guess.
Always on the actual Premier League official.
Yeah. Wow. Because, right, okay. Well, you all know what it's like, all being involved in some way, shape or form in sport and radio and the media. Every time it gets a bit itchy, doesn't it? I don't know, 4 weeks before the start. Are you going to do it? And then all the codes ping around it. Yeah. Oh, which code do I get in? Some people I've ghosted, essentially. Always been part of the family one. So I'm the last of 6.
That's good.
So we do all right. I'm top of the family league at the moment.
Is it quite intense, the chat in the family league?
Yeah.
It's a right big rivalry.
WhatsApp groups, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's quite aggressive.
Which somehow my mum has got in and she does not know the first thing about, but she knows loads about football. She's very much, I would measure her in the same way. You know the Cowley brothers?
Right, yeah.
You know their mum used to do all their scouting for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. When they were coming up through the ranks in non-league football, they'd buy her a non-league football directory every Christmas.
Right.
And most of the players, their mum and dad would know about before they would know about. So very much a family affair. So my mum knows loads about everything, but yeah, she's not got involved in the group yet.
Wow.
I was listening in last week, and I got 41 points when most of you were averaging about 35, weren't you?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I got 36 last week, 36. Bang average. I think did you get 41 as well, Luke?
42 I got last week.
42, oh, close.
Because of the mighty Pepe.
The week before. Oh, well, of course. 65, I had a fairly good week the week before. That was 65, I think.
All right, pretty good. So what are you on overall? What's your points overall?
463.
463.
So that's
exactly the same as yours, faithfully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly the same.
So you're
there you are.
463, 36 last week.
So your rank is what, 180k, something like that, is it?
I mean, some of us don't like to brag or check.
We absolutely do.
I'm number one in the Barkers. When it comes to the only one that matters.
So it'd be like 208,000 is where I'm sat. So yeah.
Yeah. I did have 1 week where I did absolutely nothing. And I think that was probably my best week. You know, that's going to be my mantra from here on in.
Well, you made no changes. No changes. You forgot to touch it and nothing. That was your best.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Your Honour, my excuse was that I was in a different country and I completely forgot and got all the time zones wrong right until the last minute and then thought,
that's fair enough.
Yeah. And Premier League at breakfast is sometimes a bit of an oddity, isn't it? I enjoy it. I enjoy going to watch the Premier League at breakfast. But yeah, I'd forgotten to do it.
Do you want to run us through your team, who you've got in your team?
For this weekend, don't laugh anyone, Edison, I've brought back in.
Okay.
what's your,
I mean, it's just because I'm thinking of taking him out, so that's why. Yeah.
Why?
Just because I don't like how Manchester City are at the back at the moment.
Yeah, whatever. I've got my City players. I've got Sterling and De Bruyne. I think De Bruyne will be all right. Like 75% chance it'll be all right. I think he'll be all right this weekend.
Okay.
Mings, I've had him from the start, and this isn't. I'm not after timing on this or before timing on Mount and Mings, but they've been with me from the very beginning.
Okay.
Which is hard to say because I actually don't like Aston Villa. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As you can hear in the background,
I know.
Background Ben is a big Villa fan.
Oh. Which is why I'm going to reiterate it. I'm underlining it and putting it an exclamation mark. Should I tell you why, Background Ben?
Yeah, I hope you've got some good reasons, Caroline.
Well, yeah, I have. I used to go out with a Villa fan. And I wanted to be elsewhere on a Saturday. I did not want to be watching Aston Villa.
I was
young, naive.
Oh, you've let personal relationships get involved. I understand.
Oh, look, I know all three of you let your heart rule your head sometimes when it comes to fantasy Premier League.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got no sympathy for any of you. But Mings was in.
Okay, and Mount as well. That was a good early call.
That was. Pookie, I know you're all calling out. You think Temu Pukki's going to be naff for the rest of the season.
I think he's washed up now.
No, I don't think so. Harry, he's one of our own Kane.
Is that because of your heart and your head? Sorry, your heart, not your head.
Both.
Oh, both. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sensible decision, right? And so that's why he's in.
Okay.
It's also because I love him. Cantwell's in as well. Who haven't I mentioned so far? Oh, Wilson.
Harry Wilson. Okay.
Yeah, not Callum.
Good choice. Not Callum.
No, not Callum.
Okay.
So who's on my bench this weekend? Oh, yeah. Pickford's on my bench.
Pickford's on your bench.
I've stuck my couple of Palace players on the bench this weekend because I think they're going to get absolutely annihilated. I think that's my team so far that I'm willing to divulge to you.
That's a really interesting choice, picking...
picking
Edison and Pickford. That's a lot of your budget on two keepers, both of which... Yeah. What's your thinking behind that? Because keepers don't tend to score as much as your other players.
Pickford's in for his distribution and Edison because it's Edison. So essentially there's my argument.
I mean, I get Edison, but I mean, surely you're going to play Edison every week, aren't you? You might as well have a 4 million keeper on the bench and then spread the money elsewhere in your team.
No.
Okay.
No. Cool. I've got an even balance to my team.
And you know what?
You're fine.
You know what? You're doing better than I am. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to keep with that.
So sorry. What's the noise complaint that's happening right now? yes, I have thought about it, and I haven't done anything yet. I'm just a bit twitchy. I've always liked Jordan Pickford.
Right. Okay.
So that he is my heart choice.
Okay, I think,
Like
I mean,
it.
Everton, well, not this season necessarily, but at the end of last season, we did very well at home.
Yeah.
Kept clean sheets a lot.
They did.
The big six teams.
Yeah. And it's not working out this season, I know.
Yes.
It's just preparation for the new stadium, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Which next 4 years is just going to be taking a long wait until we move to the new grounds.
Yeah.
And then we'll sort ourselves out then.
Yeah.
Granted, we're not in the Championship.
No.
But yeah, we'll be all right.
Or the Champions League. I mean, it's one or the other.
Could go either way, yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Everton, that brings us on nicely to our talking points for this week. First talking point for Game Week 9 is bounce backs. Which teams do we think might bounce back from the awful form that they've found themselves in? Next one after that is international form. Can players like Sterling, Kane, Rashford take their form from England into the Premier League? And the third and final talking point, we're giving a whole talking point this week to Rich's wild card. He's on his wild card. We're going to assess it. We're going to help him out with who to pick. And obviously that will tie into players that we think you should have in your team for the next few game weeks.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
So, should we kick it off with bounce backs? I like this name. It's not quite bounce back ability, but it's bounce backs.
Bounce back ability coined by Ian Dowie, who has a master's in engineering and one of the highest IQs in football.
Wow.
Really? You wouldn't think that by looking at him, would you?
Why?
No offence to Ian Dowie.
No.
But
why? I'm just going to make you explain that now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to gloss over. Let's move on to the first talking point, shall we?
I love this. Intense. I love it. Can you please explain
that, Richard? That's Everton, isn't it?
Let's talk about Everton.
So
deep, intense.
I mean, are we is it mad to put any Everton players in your team right now, Rich? What do you think is going to happen when they play West Ham, the early kickoff on Saturday?
Well, at the last international break, 4 games ago, Everton had just beaten Wolves at home and were doing pretty well. Since then, we've lost all of our games in the Premier League. And I've now got another 4 games until the next international break. But I think West Ham are probably like the perfect team to bounce back against, at home especially. But I did, at the start of the last international break, have 3 Everton players in my team, and now I've got 0. So that's how much I trust this Everton team at the moment.
Who did you biff?
I got rid of Dean, Sigurdsson and Iwobi. Mm-hmm. So that's who I'm going to be getting rid of. Sigurdsson's just let me down all season. Dean's not really done it as much, and I got excited because Iwobi scored a header against Lincoln, and that's why I put him in my team. So, yeah. I think Everton got 4 good fixtures before the next international break to prove their worth. Everton, at this point in the season, always tend to do this. The manager gets under pressure just before Christmas, and then it tends to be Boxing Day, we win, and then it turns around for next season. But our next 4 fixtures, West Ham at home, Brighton, Spurs, and Southampton. 4 sides, which I'd like to think as an Everton fan, we can get at least 9 points out of. And I think we could possibly get 3 points against Spurs in that.
I'm not even biting. Maybe a bit. Do you know what worries me about Silva is still not won a game after going behind. And I look at West Ham and I just think, actually, they've got consistency in front of goal at the moment. They've tightened things up at the back, so they're going to make it very difficult for Everton. And it's just, they haven't lost on the road, have they, West Ham as well? I just think they've got a bit more about them. And if they go full pelt at Everton, which I expect them to do, even though Dean's in my team, if they go full pelt at them, I don't see Everton winning this one.
I mean, it could be a high-scoring game, so it could be one for bringing in your attacking West Ham players and your attacking Everton players, although I have no idea where the Everton goals are going to come from. Maybe Yerry Mina off a corner, something like that could be the way to do it. But yeah, it's going to be a key 4 games in Everton's season, this one. For myself, I'm saying, fingers crossed, that we can pick up 9 points at least out of them. What do you reckon, mate? Do you reckon we'll be able to turn it around?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, West Ham aren't the worst team to be facing, I suppose, at home after the international break. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be looking at any Everton players to put in my team right now. I'd have to wait and see what they do over the next few weeks. And they've just been in horrendous form, haven't they? Not really scoring any goals and conceding lots. You know, losing 2-0 to Sheffield United at home was a particularly low point, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they had one shot on target.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I like Everton as a team, and I hope they do bounce back. But I can see West Ham getting a result there. I thought West Ham were a little bit unlucky against Palace. They had some good moves going forward, and I think Felipe Anderson is close to getting a goal or two.
Yeah, he's one of them that blows hot or cold, doesn't he? You never know what you're going to get from Felipe Anderson. And Yarmolenko, obviously he's had his injury issues, but he's one of them who can also blow hot or cold.
How much is Sebastian Haller at the moment?
Is he 7.4? Is he something like that? Luke, you're the man with the numbers. You know the prices usually.
I think he's something like that, yeah. They're
7.4 he is.
And I think he's the reason behind West Ham's consistency. I love him. I wonder if he is value at that at the moment.
They've got good fixtures, haven't they? He scored again, didn't he, against Palace? And and they have got nice fixtures. They've got Everton, obviously, then Sheffield United, then Newcastle, and then Burnley, and then Spurs. So, yeah, not too bad over the next few weeks. Haller is definitely one to look at. But then there are...
I love how you're both underlining Spurs every time and then Spurs.
I kind of tailed off there because I thought, you know, Spurs are a tough fixture, but London derby, you never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, Spurs are one of these other teams that would be obviously looking to bounce back. Their next 4 fixtures before the next international break aren't easy either. Watford, Liverpool, Everton, Sheffield United. As a Spurs fan, how many points do you think, not do you hope, or do you think you'll be able to get out of them? Potential 12.
7.
7. Okay. 3 points against Everton, obviously. Liverpool, presume that's a 0. You reckon you'll be able to break down Sheffield United?
Yeah.
But Spurs look absolutely toothless up front, though.
We need something. Did you read Daniel Levy's comments out the supporters?
No. What did he say?
He was just saying that we've not been able to get rid of the players we wanted to and get the players in that win. It is all falling apart. Something's stinking, clearly. Yeah. But there's so much quality in our squad. And Harry Kane is still scoring in spite of the rest of the team
yeah.
at the moment. So I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
Well, I mean, he scored for England, obviously,
yeah.
Against Bulgaria, a couple of goals there.
Every one of the last five now, hasn't it, he scored in?
Has he?
In for England.
Done well. So, yeah. But in terms of an FPL point of view, obviously you're a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
And you've got Kane in your team. Why would you not have Aubameyang?
I just, purely for the result, just said that I think Kane...
He always shows his quality.
He always shows his quality. Yeah. And there's a little bit of pain in what I'm about to say about Aubameyang. I think he's brilliant. And equally, I think in a better team, I think he'd be scoring more. But so out of the two teams that aren't doing as well as expected, I still prefer Harry Kane.
Okay.
Head over heart, I still prefer Harry Kane.
Okay.
Smart. Arsenal are doing all right though, aren't they? Aren't they like fourth?
Is the line breaking up? Can we cut him off?
Arsenal actually third in the league.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's brilliant for them, isn't it? Despite their terrible defence, they've actually had some good results, which is interesting. But yeah, I completely get what you mean about they're a point behind City. What is that about?
Yeah,
I completely get what you mean about Kane. I think he will show his quality, and at the end of the season he'll have you know 18, 20 goals, I'm sure. And I've got Son in my team, and I think I'd be stupid to take him out before a home fixture against Watford. I've put him in on my wild card, and he's, you know, got the odd assist. He just hasn't hit those heights yet. I'm just waiting for a Son brace, or, you know, he said a few weeks ago, didn't he, that wait for my hat trick. And I thought, well, that's encouraging. So I've got to keep him in for a couple of goals. They're surely coming, aren't they, Caroline?
I think so. I actually put more value in Marcus Rashford. I know we're going to talk about who's come out of the internationals better. Mm. I think he's got to start scoring it, and having scored for England, I just think him over for Son for me at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, which is
they are. I mean, they are different positions, but yeah, I do get what you mean. In terms of budget, you mean you'd rather have Rashford over Son?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's talk.
He's going to score more.
Well, let's talk about United. I mean, that's very encouraging for me as a United fan to hear. But so, let's talk about United. They're in absolutely dire straits, aren't they? I mean, I feel like ever since Fergie left, I feel like every season I've said something like, that's the worst I've seen us play. But I don't think you can get much worse than that 1-0 defeat to Newcastle. That was genuinely, I think, the worst I've seen us play since Alex Ferguson left. It was... they just look completely lost. I mean, me and Ben were actually talking and saying that really, they're not, the media, etc., and a lot of the rhetoric around United isn't given enough credence to the fact that Pogba and Martial and Luke Shaw and Lindelof and Wan-Bissaka are all injured at the moment, or they were injured. And I think when Pogba and Martial in particular come back, then I'm sure we'll see a bit of an improvement. But I mean, I certainly wouldn't be putting Rashford in over Son this weekend when United have got Liverpool coming.
No, I think you're right. You don't swap him out before this weekend. But I was having a look at your fixtures before Christmas. You've got Norwich, Bournemouth, Brighton, Sheffield United, Villa, Spurs, Man City, Everton, Watford. Your average league opponents is around about the 12th position. So I actually think if you can get back those players that were out injured and that were part of that Chelsea game, then things will start to build. And yeah, it's easy to throw an excuse or two in there, but I actually think it's a legitimate excuse for Manchester United at the moment. What you need, though, from this weekend, it's the perfect game for someone to turn around, to stand up and say, I'm a Manchester United player. This is my house. This is all the beating heart, chest thumping stuff. And Liverpool aren't going to come here and thrash us.
Yeah,
I think they will.
You need—I mean, they probably will. Yeah. They almost definitely will. But you need somebody who's going to like throw in a massive slide tackle, wipe out Salah, Mane, something like that. Something to get the crowd standing on their feet and make them realise this is Manchester United.
But if they don't do that this weekend, when are they going to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
So that this weekend will show a lot about the mentality of this squad, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if they go down and say lose 2-1 or something like that, as long as they've shown fight and passion and wanted to win the game. Mm. That is basically what Manchester United fans want to see, and that should give them hope at least for the games coming after that.
Yeah,
I mean, how rolled over 5-0 could be the same story. You never know.
How sad that we're even saying that though. Like, if they go down 2-1 and they go down with a fight, then at Old Trafford, then at least that's something.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that really shows the state that the club's in. It's just, it's a dark, dark time. And we're, you know, like James said a couple of weeks ago, we're going through what Liverpool went through for years during the 90s and most of the noughties. So I think it's, I don't think it's going to get much better. I mean, normally I'm quite an optimistic United fan, and I can't see us getting anything this weekend. I mean, maybe if Pogba and Martial are back, we might nick a goal, but I can't. If they're not back, we won't score. I'm absolutely sure of it that we won't score if those two aren't back. We've just got nothing going forward. And Rashford doesn't get the service that he gets for England. And Rashford doesn't play Bulgaria every week either. So, you know, when you're coming up against Van Dijk and Matip or whoever's centre-back, you know, and Alexander-Arnold and Robertson, and possibly Alisson's back as well. I think you said he's fit, didn't you, Rich? I think just he's not... Everybody gives Rashford a lot of time, I think, and I think that might be down to the fact that he's English. But I think it's coming to the end of his credit, really. I think he does need to start producing. But then again, he hasn't had the service, so I'm contradicting myself there.
So would you not be bringing in... We've been saying this for weeks, we're not going to bring in any United players. Are you standing by that again this game week?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not looking at any United for a good few weeks. They've got to show some form first before I bring them in to my team. Yeah. But then again, you know, Caroline might be right, getting ahead of the curve. If you get someone like Rashford in and he does score a couple of goals, you know that the rest of the community are going to rush to bring him in because there's so many United fans in FPL.
Absolutely.
So it might be a little shout to get him in, but certainly not for the Liverpool game.
Do you not just wait until Zlatan comes back?
I'd love to. I would do anything for Zlatan to come back right now. I mean, like, I'm that desperate that I've had visions of Fergie coming back to save the day just for one season, which is just...
Did you broke up again then? Did you say David Moyes?
I did, yeah. I've got no hope.
Oh, God.
Don't.
I think, is that a good point to move on to our next topic?
Yeah, move on. So, it was international form was the next one. So, obviously, we spoke, didn't we, with Toby about Sterling's form in FPL and not returning much. He had a brilliant game again for England. He looked at his best, didn't he? Do you think he can take that form into this weekend and beyond, Caroline?
Yeah, I was listening to that chat. I'm a bit confused, actually, because I would always have Sterling in my team. I think that what he creates and he... Was there ridiculous that 60 to 70 chances a season? I don't, maybe not this season, but I want him to be scoring 40 goals a season.
Mm.
And the amount of chances he gets, his speed that he's now converting into his XGs as well. For me, he's first on my team sheet every week.
It's just the price he costs. And the form that he's been in, and the whole Pep rotation thing.
But
I can't justify spending that money on somebody.
But Pep picks him, don't you think?
But he doesn't always.
I think from here on in, he's Pep's. I think he's
probably
going to
play, you know, 34 games, isn't he, in the Prem, you'd imagine?
Yeah.
And the good thing about Sterling is that when he's benched, he doesn't normally come on. Particularly if City are winning comfortably, Sterling stays on the bench. So you then get your vice captain or you get your first sub coming in as well. So it's not the end of the world if he's benched. Although it is agonising seeing that team sheet, isn't it? But I think I agree. I think he's got that quality. He will bounce back. He will score more goals this season. So I think stick with him if you've got him.
Yeah, I mean Palace. Away, it's quite a difficult place to go. But we saw when they got beaten by Norwich, they then went and thrashed Watford. So Palace could well be getting, you know, some of the same medicine this weekend.
My only caveat is, again, if you look at the run before Christmas, I think they've got out of the the top six at the moment. They've got one of the toughest fixture lists. So he's going to, and that's why I think he'll need players like Sterling. And if City are to go anywhere close to clawing it back on Liverpool, then they've got to put this run together. And if anyone's going to, it's Man City, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, they've got to do something, haven't they? Because, yeah, I suppose we're keeping the faith, despite the fact they have lost to Norwich and Wolves. I mean, that's not like City, is it?
Yeah.
To lose to those
eight
two.
Eight games in, yeah. Two losses and a draw already. They're
only a point ahead of Arsenal and they're eight behind Liverpool. But yeah, you're right. If there's any team who have their backs against the Wolves and they need results, it's Man City. So... yeah, having their assets is probably going to be the right move. Is KDB going to be back? Do we know that yet?
So they're saying 75% chance, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know because I've got him in my. I'm leaving him in my team for this weekend. Yeah.
He's been training apparently.
Is that light training or?
Yeah, I don't know. Ben just wrote it down for me to say. So. I suppose, yeah, like we said, you've just got to wait for the press conference and if he's fit, keep him in your team. If he's not, then make a decision. I took him out for just for a week to get the mighty Pepe in last time. So I'll probably bring him straight back in if he is fit because so many people have got him and he looks set to return for Manchester City this weekend. We've got an article up now, so...
Okay.
Yeah. With John Stones in the same training.
Oh, really?
Session. Yeah.
Interesting.
Get him in.
I'm just changing out my defence.
John Stones in.
looking, all four players at the back.
Looking at alternatives, though, Gundogan is his usual go-to ahead of De Bruyne.
Yeah.
And Gundogan played for Germany against Estonia at the weekend, and he scored two goals for Germany. You don't really see him pop up with goals that often. So could Gundogan be a little sneaky substitution in there for the weekend if De Bruyne doesn't start, of course.
Different style of play. Özil's a world beater sometimes with Germany, isn't he?
That's true. That's very true. I don't think he's kicked a ball this season, has he, Özil?
You put De Bruyne in. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, he's expensive, right? And he's one of my money men.
Yeah.
But I just... City need a result and they need a confident result this weekend, don't they?
And I think just having him in the starting 11 will just bring so much confidence to their team. It's like what we were saying about Liverpool. When they've got Alisson in goal, they're just so much more confident. It's almost like a subconscious sort of thing. Just knowing they've got that person on your team just to help you step it up that extra level. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, just looking at other players who did it well in the international break. Wijnaldum scored twice for the Netherlands. Is he? I mean, you're laughing, so I presume you're not going to bring him into your team. I think he's only like 5.5 million, something like that.
He's just the type of player that will probably score at Old Trafford as well. It tends to be, you know, United will probably keep it very tight at the back and it'll probably be a shot from just outside the box that goes in.
Yeah.
And Wijnaldum's the type of guy that will get that. But, I mean, yeah, at 5.5 million, you're putting him in as a placeholder, aren't you? You can't really expect much from him. I think if he was less, if he was 5 million or 4.5, I'd maybe think about it. But then that would take up one of your Liverpool slots, wouldn't it? So, you've got to be wary of stuff like that. You'd kind of think it's a flash in the pan, him scoring two for... Has he ever scored two for Liverpool? He probably has. Sorry, Liverpool fans, I'm sure he has. It'd be a big risk, wouldn't it, putting him in?
Yeah.
He's just too much. I think it's just too much money.
Because he tends to play like more defensively than attacking, doesn't he, for the club?
It's all about that front three for Liverpool, isn't it?
Exactly.
And was it Yarmolenko? Oh, yeah, we spoke about Yarmolenko, didn't we? Are you interested in bringing him in at all?
I'm so tempted. You know what? This is the sort of thing that Everton like to do. They get linked with a player for years and years, never sign him. As soon as he comes to Goodison, he scores for the team he's just signed for. So Yarmolenko is pretty much nailed on to score against Everton this weekend.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
Third and final talking point, Rich. You're on your wild card. What made you decide to do it this week?
I've been holding off for the past couple of weeks, and I just thought now is the time to do it. I've had some players in there who have been quite pricey and not really been delivering for me. So I've had Alderweireld at the back for the Spurs.
Yeah.
Ederson in between the sticks. Sterling in the middle as well. He's been there. I've just bitten the bullet and decided to make some changes. Well, I say decided. it's up to you to try and change my mind on some of these substitutions that I'm going to make.
Okay, so who have you got at the moment then?
So Edison's gone, out for Rui Patricio. Alderweireld out for Soyuncu. Dean out for Rico at Bournemouth. Mane in for Iwobi. McGinn in for Sterling. Cantwell out for Hudson-Odoi. And Greenwood out for Callum Wilson. So six changes in the team there.
They all seem like pretty sound moves. I think I've got your draft in front of me here. What's the thinking behind only having De Bruyne from City?
Well, this just comes back to what we were saying last week about Sterling. I don't feel I can trust the man at the moment to deliver. And I can't trust his manager either. And considering he costs so much money, I can just reinvest in other parts of the team. So I've never had a front three as strong as this before in Aubameyang, Callum Wilson and Tammy Abraham. Aubameyang scores every week. Abraham's top scorer in the league, and I think Wilson's just behind him as well.
Yeah.
So it's a poignant front three rather than just having Greenwood, who's injured and hardly had a kick all season, and bringing in Mane as well. Well, there was the chance. I think he made a couple of substitution appearances.
Yeah, good bench.
He scored
good
in the
bench
League Cup as well, I think.
Yeah, it was just because he was $4.5 million and he had a chance.
Yeah, exactly. That's
some
it,
games.
Really.
But so, I mean, really looking here, you're probably going to have a little bit of a benching headache each week, aren't you? Because you've got five strong midfielders and you've got three strong strikers. So really it's going to be a case of who are you going to leave on the bench each week? It's going to be a choice between probably... What, Hudson-Odoi and McGinn and Mount?
It's going to be a tough one. I'm going to have to just take it week by week. But this weekend, Kelly's going to be on the bench. Mm. And then, I haven't fully made the decision yet. It'll probably be McGinn. But again, Villa this weekend. I could see them getting a result at home to Brighton. So, I don't know. I need to give it a long, hard think. But McGinn's somebody I've wanted to get in for quite a while just because of the value that he offers. So, I'm quite happy to bring him in for this game week, and hopefully he can get one or two. It was in the 5-1 win. He didn't get an assist or a goal, did he? So I feel like he needs to make up for that in this game.
Yeah, and I think he scored for Scotland, didn't he, as well?
He's got a hat-trick for Scotland.
Yeah.
He's got a hat-trick for Scotland.
It shows how much attention I pay to international break. Wow. A hat-trick. That's amazing. Right, yeah, get him in. McGinn, in. I suppose, off the top of my head, what you could do is maybe downgrade Hudson-Odoi to a 4.5 midfielder and then put that money into maybe upgrading Rico or Kelly to get a better defender. Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have to bench him each week, or one of them. You're going to have to bench either Hudson-Odoi or McGinn, because I presume you're going to play Mount, De Bruyne and Mane each week. And you don't want to bench Aubameyang, Wilson or Abraham.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a tough one, really.
But I like Hudson-Odoi as a choice, though, as well. I mean, that triple Chelsea looks very tasty.
I know, that was one thing I was worried about. Like, is this Chelsea front three or this attacking Chelsea side going to keep it up, up until Christmas? I don't know if they're going to carry it on. They look brilliant at the moment. Will bringing in Hudson-Odoi kind of upset it a little bit? I'm not quite sure.
So what do you think about Hudson-Odoi? Caroline?
Well,
sorry, I just cut in there.
I was just having a look at... I just wondered about Jamie Vardy and whether you'd...
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking of Vardy, but then I also thought that his wife's probably had a terrible week and he's showed a lot of that difficulty.
So true.
So,
after that week, I think Jamie Vardy should have a 75% chance of playing the World Cup game. Just because of the stress that he has had this week, no doubt.
Yes.
So I'd like to bring in Vardy, but realistically, he's 9 million and Wilson at 7.9. Couldn't say no to that.
I
do like Vardy, but anyway, back to Hudson-Odoi.
Chelsea, as much as I like their balance, they've got Newcastle, Burnley, Watford, Palace, Man City, West Ham, Villa, Everton, Bournemouth and Spurs, right?
Lovely fixtures.
Hudson-Odoi, for me, was always one of their best prospects.
Mm.
So I really like him. And if you get on him now, what's he at the moment?
5.9 he's on at the moment.
See? Yeah. I think that's a wise choice. It, for me, I was looking at Vardy.
Right. But
of course, I hadn't taken into account everything that had happened.
Yeah, this is the things you think about when you sit at home all day doing nothing.
You got to. And what, are we talking about her now or you?
Oh, yeah, both of us, yeah.
Right, okay, you're both thinking that. I can't see any issues with that. And they're all playing for him, aren't they? They're all playing with a smile on their face.
Absolutely. And they're all academy graduates, those three that I've got on my team there as well.
Yeah.
Do you not think maybe Hudson-Odoi coming in will take something away from Mount? Because he's had a brilliant start to the season. He plays a pretty similar position.
Yeah. Mount very much like Sterling at City. I think Mount's his first name now, isn't he? That's who he puts on.
Yeah.
I love the pressing game that they have when he's playing. And I just think actually he might compliment. And he's not going to... I doubt he'll come back and do 90, will he?
Mm.
So, although, who knows? As you say, we'll sit down, we'll listen to press conferences and be none the wiser as to who's coming in.
I think we've got to be wary.
I think it's the potential of the next few games for him, really.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He's certainly got potential. I just think we have got to be wary of him not starting. I mean, they've got Mount, Jorginho, Willian, Kante, Pulisic, Hudson-Odoi, Barkley, Pedro to fill those spots. So, you know, and I mean, I know Kante and Jorginho are going to play anyway. They're not his position, but he's got a lot of competition there. So it's not certain that he's going to start. But I do like it as a move. It's the type of move, isn't it, that we've spoke about before of getting ahead of the curve, because I'm sure people will rush to get him in as soon as he scores a couple of goals.
I mean, going through the options there, you mentioned Barkley. He had a great game for England again, didn't he? Scored a couple of goals. Do you reckon that would sway Lampard into putting him into his starting 11, maybe?
I think he likes Barkley anyway. Pulisic, for me, hasn't really done what I wanted him to do.
No.
And I just think Barkley, again, another confidence player. And Lampard has given all of these players exactly what he had, that sort of freedom to press, to attack, and they all are responding in that way. So, I'll keep returning to Vardy, but she says not putting him in her team.
But if you had a wild card, you'd advise me to put him into the team.
Yeah,
I like Vardy.
I just like Leicester.
Yeah, I like Vardy, and Leicester's fixtures are of course really, really good. Just the underlying stats with Vardy put me off a little bit. He's not scoring as highly in stuff like shots and shots on target and shots in the box and big chances and things like that. Players like Wilson perhaps not Pukki right now, but Pukki before certainly. Even for me, you know, Firmino, who is similar price to him, they're all kind of outperforming him on the stats, but Vardy is a fantastic finisher.
Picked up, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been brilliant for Liverpool this season. You just can't quite rely on him to return every week. I think I prefer Maddison to Vardy out of Leicester for the next few. Yeah, I think you've got to have some Leicester in there because they've got such good fixtures. As we've said, kind of every week from now till game week 17. They only play Arsenal out of the top six. So and they look great, don't they? So, Rich, do you think you're going to make any more changes to your wild card? Are you pretty set? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm starting to think of maybe bringing in Son now as well. I don't know. I'm going to toss and turn over this for the next few nights and then make my decision.
I was just going to ask Caroline what she's doing this week, but you've already made your transfers, haven't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to change them now.
Are you going to make more transfers?
You're all swaying me.
Did you confirm? You didn't confirm your transfers?
I haven't confirmed it.
Oh, you haven't confirmed your transfers. Okay, right.
No. I've got to do my workings out first, right?
Yeah, I'm the same. I've got two free transfers and I've not made a decision yet. I'm waiting until Friday for the press conferences and KDB news.
I'm just debating over possibly Edison, now you've said something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you think of Patricio?
Don't bring a keeper in. It's boring making keeper transfers.
I'm playing him up front.
And we're on the exact same points. So that could be the deciding factor. If Edison keeps a clean sheet.
You need to join our triple captain league, Caroline.
No.
It's not just us three. There's other people in it as well.
Yeah, join. there's loads of people in there.
JLM 166.
I know. I'm only saying no so that you get a chance to plug the code again. What was the code?
JLM 166.
So last week, Luke, you asked me and Toby some quick fire questions. So this week, it's time for me to ask you and Caroline some quick fire questions. So just three questions, answer them as briefly as possible. Sure. So I'll ask you first, Caroline.
Yeah.
In terms of players,
yeah.
Who's been your surprise of the season?
Surprise everyone else but me, Mount.
Mount.
Yeah.
Mason Mount.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke, what about you?
Oh, Pookie.
Pookie. Okay, fair enough. What's the reasoning behind? Oh no, it's not. Move on to the next one. We've already discussed both of those players, so there's no point in discussing it any further. Luke, who do you think is going to show an upset this weekend? Who's going to do an upset?
Who's going to do an upset?
Good English there.
I think that Sheffield United will do an upset against Arsenal.
Is that really an upset?
the Spurs side coming out a bit there.
And in which case, I'll say that I think Spurs will do an upset over Watford. Just to even it up.
And final quickfire question. Caroline, who's the next manager to get sacked in the Premier League?
Oh, don't say that. Kike.
Really? You said what, three games?
I just don't know whether he's right. Silva.
Silva, yeah, okay, we can all get behind that.
All right, there you go.
What about you, Luke?
Yeah, I think Silva as well.
Silva, not Ollie?
No, honestly, they won't get rid of him.
They'll give him January, won't they?
At least, yeah. They won't get rid of him. They'll look so stupid if they do. All this stuff they've come out with recently, with saying, you know, this is the new way. We've got to give him time. We're building a new squad. Blah 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 blah. They can't possibly turn around and get rid of him.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, he could walk. I suppose I should have rearranged that question.
There's no way that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's going to walk away from Man United.
You can always go back to Norway.
Yeah, he could. But no, I think, if I had to pick, I hope Silva stays at Everton because I like him. But if I had to pick, Silva. Or maybe Poch, but I don't think Poch will get sacked.
No, I don't think so. I think Tottenham will be hanging on to Poch as long as they possibly can.
As long as Ollie's at Manchester United.
I predict by the end of the season, Poch will be at United, Mourinho will be at Tottenham.
It's not a bad shout. It's not a bad shout.
Mourinho at Tottenham.
Imagine.
And Stan Collymore will be back at Villa managing.
Yeah. Well, Henrik Larsson's in at Southend, so what more could you want to have?
What? Zlatan to come in and rescue Man United as player manager.
He could.
But see, certain people have said to me that Zlatan could be on.
No.
Yeah.
His latest update on Twitter was him flipping a ball over an astronaut. defenders in the Premier League aren't that static. So.
Triple Captain. Email your voice note questions to triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk.
So that brings us to the end of this week's Game Week 9 preview episode. Thanks so much to Caroline for coming on. Great insight. We really appreciate you coming on as a guest. Please subscribe to the podcast, give us a rating, give us a review, and send us all your questions at triplecaptain3 on Instagram and Twitter, triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk, soundrebel.co.uk/triplecaptain for the blog. Thanks very much and good luck for Game Week 9.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow @TripleCaptain3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.